Hey, everybody, it's Clayton. I just wanted to give you a heads up about what you're going to hear this week. And before anyone kind of gets, you know, too ahead of themselves here, next week we're going to be back with a normal episode, like normal times in normal ghost stuff. So don't worry about that. This week, though, the episode we recorded, we actually did a live show for our Ghost Plus members, and some of them were able to join us there and some of them were not. And so this full episode for this week is actually available only to our Ghost Plus members on the private Ghost Plus stream. So you are not going to hear the whole episode that we recorded. However, what I am going to share with you this week right now is some fun highlights from the show that I think even if you decide not to join Ghost Plus ever, I think you'll still get a bit of a kick out of what we're going to hear today. But hopefully you'll hear it and you'll want to maybe hear more and go give Ghost Plus a chance. And Ghost Plus is free for 7 days. So you can go and try it out. You can listen to the whole episode for absolute free and then just cancel the whole thing if you want. No big deal. But if you do stick around, it's $6 a month for a whole bunch of extra content. And the longer we do Ghost Plus, the more extra content there is. So at this point, you all have just a treasure trove of wonder building up back there. So please consider Ghost Plus. We don't have a lot of ways to monetize this thing, and we make very little money from it. And all the money we do make from our Ghost Plus subscribers and our small bit of advertising we do goes into the show, into some of our mostly unpaid interns. So, you can be a part of that. If you like this, we ask that you please consider supporting us. We really need the help. And we would appreciate any help that you can give us. And one way you can do that is by checking out Ghost Plus. So enough of that. If you want to join Ghost Plus, go to isthisaghost.supercast.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. And in the meantime, enjoy the preview of this absolutely wild episode on the Red Onion Saloon in Skagway, Alaska. Great segue, Patrick, because about 48 minutes ago, I decided, hey, we should play bingo. Several of our favorite listeners have been for a long time suggesting that maybe we should get together an iTag bingo game to play during our shows. And over the course of the last few years, some people have thrown out some really good suggestions for bingo spaces. Tonight, at about 37 minutes ago, Jen Swanson was really great about responding to my text and giving me lots of ideas. So, I mean mostly Jen, put together some bingo cards. So we're playing iTag bingo. We're rolling it out tonight. We're going to give it a try and it's going to be pretty fine. And here's how it works. I'm going to put a link in the chat. I already sent this link out, of course, to our plussies, but just in case you didn't get that email or if you are too lazy to go back and look for it, I'm going to put this link in the chat. Copy that. When you go to this link, you'll see a whole bunch of bingo cards, and you are on your honor to pick just one of them, and that'll be your bingo card for tonight. And you know how bingo works, so I'm not going to explain it any further than that. Any questions, Patrick?
Yes. Are we doing four corners? That's my big question.
That is a good question. No. We're not doing four corners. It's okay. Only, it's the five, fives only.
Okay.
Yes. Good question. You may be wondering what the winner gets. Ryan is going to share that with the folks in the chat.
Oh, very nice. So
Ryan's got a special prize in mind for all the bingo players. And he's very excited to learn that in real time.
I can hear him rifling through the desk drawers as we speak, trying to find a complimentary cheese plate that he can pass on to somebody.
He's got a few.
I'm sure he does.
It's not going to be hard.
I've seen that desk. There's a few drawers with cheese plates in them.
So we're going to give that a go. So, of course, after this is over, give us some feedback and let us know what we missed on these cards for the bingo spaces. But I think we did a pretty good job. Now, someone else did bring up in the chat, they look pretty subjective, and that is true. And the rule about that is don't bother me with it. You figure it out. I'll share just one quick story before we start. My lip is a little swollen here. I was playing with the girls tonight, and we played a new game that Maple invented called Go Bananas. And Go Bananas is a very easy game to play.
Oh, okay.
One person, in this case me, plays the hungry human. Uh-huh. And then the other people, in this case Maple and Ivy, are their bananas.
Ah, okay. And yes. So hence the struggle.
I just chase the bananas. Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a real pathos thing. And so I chase the bananas around the house. And when I catch one, I eat one. And that's okay. And then when that happens, you restart and you start over again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you have one fewer child, but yeah, I get how the game works.
Yeah. Well, and that's fine. So we're playing it tonight. So I'm chasing around the house. And at one point, they split up. And I decide to go after Ivy. Mm-hmm. And I run into the room. And I catch Ivy. And I gobble her up. And then we're sitting there. And then all of a sudden, I look over. And Maple comes sprinting into the room at full speed. And she leaps through the air. And she goes, "New game, banana punch." Boom. And she punched me right in the mouth. What the fuck? And she like really smashed my lip against my teeth, and I started bleeding and everything. Now it's swelling up. But I couldn't be mad at her.
No, I mean, it's a brilliant pretty sweet game. Yeah, absolutely.
So he finds this new creek, and they rename this one El Dorado Creek. So you see a theme.
Honestly, if you want to keep these things under wraps, calling them things like Bonanza Creek and El Dorado Creek, terrible names.
No.
Terrible names.
No. You Dry Creek.
Dry Creek. Poison Creek.
Bear Creek.
Stabbed in the Thigh Creek. Things like that. Nobody wants to do those things.
Absolutely not. So Skagway is blowing up. It's a whole thing. And that means, of course, you're going to need a lot of whorehouses.
Of course. I guess.
You guess, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Skagway whorehouse just, it does not roll off the tongue. It
is one of those, it's an adjective that really does somehow describe what's happening there, though, right? Skagway means nothing, and yet, in this sense, mm-hmm. kind of means everything. So here's one of those whorehouses. This is an old photograph of the Red Onion Saloon.
Okay. That must have meant something a lot different back then. Although now that they mention it, I can kind of see it. So,
well, you're going to see it actually in some more detail here in a second.
That's great news.
It's the sexiest of all vegetables, and you're going to see why. Let me see. I have a picture of the sign here today. Let me open this up. Ba-doo. There it is. All right. This really drives it home a little bit, I think. If we zoom in on the sign.
Ah! So, yes.
Does that do anything for you?
That one is yet even more oniony. Yes.
Ryan, you paying attention? You want to come? I have a question. I want to talk to you for a second.
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
Come on forward, Ryan.
Hit me.
You turned on?
I'm a little bit. But now am I crazy here? I mean, yes, but am I crazy? Was there this feels like a crossover. Did we not talk about Skagway in one of the Smith shows?
I knew it sounded familiar.
It's familiar to me.
That is a good question that I'm not prepared to answer because my memory means nothing. But I knew it sounded. It did sound familiar when I was writing it.
I am almost positive we did this, something related to this, and I cannot remember because half of these were recorded like 8 months ago. But I'm positive we talked about this in some way.
I'm going to Google Smith Show Skagway.
Oh, come on. Maybe. I'm not sure that's going to do a lot, but okay.
We'll see.
Should be great.
The women who worked at the Red Onion, they worked upstairs in 10 rooms.
Uh-huh.
And at this place, there are 10 small rooms, or as they were sometimes referred to, cribs. Not a great name for a room in which you have sex with an adult. Not long after it's built, Skagway really starts to go nuts because now suddenly, the population's growing. Mm-hmm. And people are just so horny. So it's doing really well. So the owner of the Red Onion at this point is like, God damn. He's like, I wish I'd built this thing closer to the train station. Like, I wish we could move this building like 4 blocks that way. So he decides to move the building 4 blocks that way.
Mm-hmm.
They hoist the whole thing on top of a big set of logs.
Uh-huh.
And then they use one horse and quite a few men.
Uh-huh.
What?
And they move, I'm sorry. They move the whole building.
Yeah, it's a building, yeah.
4 blocks over. Right. Oh. Have they not heard of like a sign with an arrow on it? I mean, if I get off the train in this middle of nowhere Yukon town and there's a sign that even suggests a whorehouse might be 4 blocks over, I'm going to go check it out, you know?
Is that a Red Onion?
Hey, you, can you hold my canoe for like 10 minutes? I'll be right back.
I only need six. I said 10 to sound impressive. All right, so they are all congratulating themselves on a job very well done, having moved this building. When the owner comes out, and he's like, hey, you guys, you did great. This looks great.
Was he inside the whole time?
Yeah, he was busy. And
why is he riding the whorehouse all the way down the street? I mean, it sounds delightful.
I don't know what else you would.
Maybe he was busy there for those 10 minutes. I don't know.
So he's like, this is good. You did a good job here. Mm-hmm. And the location, great. Like, thumbs up. You did it all good. Mm-hmm. One quick question. Why is it backwards?
Can I jump in for a second here? So I have figured out, this was on the, interestingly enough, it was on the SS Sophia episode, which was a crossover.
Oh, yeah,
And this was all about the episode we did was the bird,
going
right?
Down from.
It was about the bird, right? I think.
The bird?
There was a bird and...
Oh, we did the bird.
Yeah. And that was Skagway, Alaska. The
parrot or whatever.
The parrot, yeah.
That's right, because they had to go through Skagway to get out, and that's where the shipwreck was?
I believe so. Yeah. Skagway, and there was a lot of other like sort of weird, funny sounding, somewhat sexual, but not names of cities and things.
Well, that whole the whole Canada Alaska Yukon pipeline is nothing if not good for good sex stuff, sex related stuff. When people think sex, they think Yukon.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Ryan. So it's going great, and we're gonna get into a part of the story where I want to preface by saying, cards on the table. When I wrote here, I've never been in a brothel, so that's a sentence that I wrote about 4 seconds before I remembered our trip to Tijuana. So
I've never intentionally. Zero times intentionally.
I don't want to. So not to, without getting into detail, it's more fair to say, I guess we do have some extremely limited experience with this sort of situation to draw from here. but in Skagway, Alaska, the Red Onion Brothel does things a little different. At the Red Onion, when you walked up to the bar, you would find 10 dolls.
Oh.
Each of the 10 dolls represents one of the 10 women working upstairs.
Okay.
And so you'd look at the dolls and you would notice a couple things about them. The first thing you would notice is some of them are sitting up and some of them are lying down. Okay.
Some of them have scars. Some of them are missing a foot.
Oh, they all have scars. Deep, deep internal scars. Now, the miners all head out. They're leaving the prostitutes and the dolls behind, I guess. So the Red Onion changes hands a few times throughout the next, several decades. During World War II, it becomes a barracks for soldiers.
Hey.
Who are all like, missed it.
I can still kind of smell it. Sort of.
She also has a rope burn around her neck. So yeah, best guess is she contracted the SIF, as we call it, and then eventually hung herself in one of the rooms upstairs, which is the room where she appears most often. And apparently she's very nice.
Oh, okay. People, well.
Yeah. She's always looking on the bright side of life. She likes to water flowers and caress your face.
Oh, hey, okay.
And then, of course, we cannot leave this episode without reminding everybody that there is the one little matter of the dolls, which are still there and on display as part of the museum.
Do we get to see the dolls?
Sure do.
Oh. Not what I was hoping for. I was hoping for like the Kia posable dolls. IKEA posable, not Kia. IKEA posable dolls. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, it'll surprise you to learn that in 1896, they didn't have IKEA posable dolls in Skagway, Alaska. But they do have these dolls, which are interesting. Hey, which one do you want to fuck?
I don't know. Like the 80s rocker in the bottom of the middle row? Middle
this bottom one here?
Row? Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Look at the shoulder pads on this one.
Yeah. That one over there.
That's interesting.
Got a bit of a King Louis thing going on. I'm not sure about that one.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, turn your camera on.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Ryan, which doll do you want to fuck?
You know, I don't know. The first one's got something weird going on. What is, what's this in, what's in its hand? Is that like some kind that's of like a magic wand or something? Because if so, I might be interested. Question.
Could be magic wand, could be a quill pen, could be a knife. I don't know.
You know what? I'm in. I think I'm in.
whatever the answer is, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
I don't know what answer I was looking for, but I got it.
You knew the answer. You knew the answer before you asked the question. So, yeah.
I think so. Sold. Thank you all for listening to this special preview episode of Is This a Ghost? It's a wild story. And there's so much more that you didn't get to hear. So if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go check out Ghost Plus, isthisaghost.supercast.com. Once again, the link is in the show notes. I hope you'll check it out. We value you all, no matter if you do or do not pay us a monthly subscription fee. So thank you for listening. We love you. And we'll hope you'll consider us for your monetary love and talents. This got weird. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna click stop on this recording.